All right, quiet voice. Test? Yeah, I'm ready to. No, this is.
Oh, we're doing it?
Let's do it. Yeah. I'm already recording on the camera.
What is the date today? The 6th?
Yes.
Thursday the 6th?
It's Thursday the 6th, yeah.
All right, we ready?
Yep.
All right. What day of the week is it? Thursday?
Yep.
All right, we just said that. It is Thursday, July 6th, and you are listening to Just a Bit Gaming Podcast. My name's Ryan Chumpy Crash Reynolds, and this is my partner, Adrian Bertazoy Townsend. Woo! And we're bringing you all the juice you didn't know you were thirsty for.
I like waiting for your introductions. You always have something new that I don't know about ahead of time.
Yeah, I think about it whenever I'm folding sheets and such.
Well, good on you for folding the sheets.
Yeah, dude. Well, when I say folding, I mean unfolding so I can build our expensive-ass studio.
Yes, we now have a green screen behind us that we're going to try to play with.
Ooh,
it has a good, nice stain on it, too.
I bought it at the thrift store, and someone is still on it.
Well, I'm hoping that I can pull that out when I go into editing. But
yeah, maybe everyone's going to be watching and be like, oh, I can't even tell.
Well, at the rate that I'm going, though.
Can't even see it.
Yeah. I still haven't even put up the video version of the last podcast, so it takes a little bit more time.
Well, you know, we'll get there.
Yeah.
So what's new?
Well, you know, 4th of July just happened, and that was cool.
Happy America.
Yeah. I had a 4-day weekend.
Ooh.
Which was amazing. I got to spend a lot of time at home with the fam. Had a good time.
Home with the fam is always good stuff.
Yeah. Did you get any days off?
Man, kind of. Yeah. I was supposed to have Tuesday and Wednesday off, being the 4th and the 5th, and I got a call at about 6 in the morning on the 4th and ended up having to go to work.
On the 4th?
Yeah, until about lunchtime.
It's no good.
And then we went and did our 4th of July stuff, and then I had the 5th off, and then I took half the day off today to make up for having to go do that shit on the 4th.
Because that is shit.
Yeah, dude.
That is shit. I would not like that at all.
It's Independence Day, not Into Restaurant Day. That was a terrible joke.
Was it busy?
No. I got there at 6 so we could open at 7.
Yeah.
And I stayed there until about 11.
Uh-huh.
And I think we did $25 in that time.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Yeah, it was great stuff.
Were you able to close early or anything?
No, I just left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I called someone else in and was like, dude, I got a family.
Yeah.
My family has plans today, so.
Yeah, get in here and work.
We got me out of there.
Good.
You know, well, went and enjoyed our plans.
I'm glad that you at least got part of the day.
Yeah. The person who was the reason I had to go in, as of today, is no longer employed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. you know. You got to do what you got to do.
Well, yeah,
It wasn't just that. It wasn't me just like, it wasn't like a personal like.
Well, I'm sure it's multiple things. It usually is. And when you have people calling in on holidays and stuff.
Yeah. And they think that you don't notice it's a holiday.
Yeah.
They're calling in and suddenly sick, you know, or whenever they have a habit of having some sort of like pressing issue every Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
It's just some.
How old is this person?
19.
Okay.
19. Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah. You know, they'll land on their feet.
One day. Yeah. But it's just at this point, it's just a gig to make a little
right.
extra cash.
You know.
Yeah.
They'll get there. He or she.
We were all there once.
Mm-hmm. I've been fired.
I haven't, but I don't know.
Just hard. A public service announcement. I'm looking for a new co-host on this podcast. Adrian needs to learn himself a lesson.
Well, you have to get all new recording gear and stuff. You just kind of screwed yourself. You can't fire me.
Never mind. Adrian is the backbone of this operation. He does the legwork. I unfold the sheets.
I'm the tech. You're the voice.
The quiet voice. discuss well, tonight.
Well, we were talking about that, and I'm curious to see how this one goes, because you're generally quieter than I am, at least when I'm going back and editing.
Yeah, I think I sit further back in my seat.
Yeah. And you're also naturally kind of quiet, I guess. It's not quiet. You're not quiet by any means, but your voice tone is quiet.
Too fucking cool is the thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I got one of those Fonzie voices.
Yeah, and you wear your glasses inside, sunglasses inside.
At night.
At night, yeah. Yeah,
so I can see.
Yes.
I think those are the words. Not sure.
Well.
All right.
That's fine.
Let's move into it.
What are we talking about today?
Well.
Should I pull up the list? I should pull up the list.
As with every week, because you play more games than I do.
Yes.
And as we discussed last week with my newfound obsession with Bethesda Pinball, it has not waned. I'm still like about it.
I still haven't even tried it.
Dude, have you downloaded it yet?
I don't think so. I'm not a phone playing guy though.
Just.
It kills my battery.
All right. Just do it. There was like an ellipsis at the end of that, as though there was like a next part of that statement, and that's I'm just telling
do
you,
it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Like Shia LaBeouf Nike style.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Well then,
it's
okay.
Good. It's fun. Well, or don't. Whatever. Not like I care.
The only game.
Pinball for me.
Yeah. Well, have fun. I say that I don't play phone games, but I have been playing a little bit of Clash Royale.
Dude, I downloaded that and uh-huh. Haven't played it.
Okay, so we're in the same boat then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Except my boat's better than yours.
I like pinball. I love pinball, but I've played enough of those pinball FX games consoles that I'm just, I don't know. I'm not real interested, but you talk it up like it's cool, so...
It's good stuff. I have other games that I should be playing, but that one keeps taking my cake, or whatever the phrase is. Taking the cake, my cake.
Does it kill your battery?
No, it's a brand new phone.
Yeah.
So I still get like fucking stupid awesome battery life out of it. But then also it's easy to just plug it in and play it when I'm like laying in bed.
That's true. You know? I do the same but using my portable systems.
And I attached a surge protector, like a surge protector mm-hmm. to the top back of my couch. So
you can plug it in.
All of
you're
our
on the
phone
couch.
Plugins and like controller plugins and stuff are just attached to the back of the couch now.
Yeah. See, I did that too, but I'm always worried that it'll start a fire or something.
No, it has to be on fire first.
Okay. It won't like spark and explode.
No, but Fat Big.
Yeah.
We should have a segment, The Chronicles of Fat Big.
Wait, before you get on that, my kids also have a toad that they named Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
So I guess it's a kid thing.
It's a fucking kid / toad thing.
Yeah. When they said that, I was like, wait a second. That's strangely familiar.
It's familiar. Big Fatty the toad, Fat Big my kid.
Yeah. So.
You ever watch Bar Rescue?
No.
The host of that show, John Taffer. I'm sure someone that is listening has watched Bar Rescue with John Taffer. My wife calls toads John Taffers because they look the fucking same. It is the same face.
You'll have to show me.
I will. Believe me. But no, we were replacing some knobs on one of the cabinets in our living room the other day, and Fat Big wanted to help. So I gave him one of the knobs and I gave him a knob and a plastic screwdriver
mm-hmm.
and was letting him, you know, help. And he tried to stick the threads of this knob into an outlet.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I caught him. But I mean, he was... like on his way.
Yeah.
He had made a decision that like just game over.
Dude, that's life is making when you sure have kids, make sure your kids don't kill themselves.
Make sure they don't like fucking blow themselves up.
Yeah. Cause they will.
They will. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like
you're on guard 24/7. You cannot like sit down and just, if we're going somewhere, I can't just sit down and relax. Cause I'm constantly Where's Owen? Where's Libby?
Right.
Where's Katie?
He fell out of his bed today and gave himself a black eye.
Yeah.
Like just right here on his cheek, like a spot, like a purple spot.
Kids live with permanent bruises all over themselves.
And I was like, dude, look at your black eye. And he said, I look like Marshall. Marshall is a cartoon Dalmatian off of a show called Paw Patrol.
Okay. Man, that kid has a lot of reference material.
He is a pop culture maniac.
Yeah, like, well, stems from his dad, I see.
Well, I mean, you know, we're a pop culture household. I watch far more TV than play video games. That's why I decided it was a good idea to host a Gamecast, is because I know just absolutely everything about them.
That's okay, because we started this with the intention of me learning you.
That's true. Learning me up, churching me down, schooling me all around.
So
what are you playing?
I am playing a couple new things over the past couple weeks. Okay. I picked up PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
All right.
So I know we mentioned that briefly in the first episode. My brother came over and we were looking for something to play, and
is this Brody?
Brody, yeah.
We need to have him on the show sometime.
Yeah, we do. He would too.
It'd be a good time.
Well, we need to do it sooner rather than later, because he starts back school in the fall, and he's going to have to go back to college.
Back to college.
So, we'll need to get him on pretty quick, because he's been streaming with me still. Not as often, but here and there.
Yeah.
But he came over, and we were both talking about Battlegrounds, and we were just like, let's just download the game and play it. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. So we did. We played.
This is Steam, right?
Yeah.
How much is it on there right now?
It's $30.
Okay.
But you have to have a good PC to run it.
I
experienced with another friend of mine. We went ahead and downloaded the game, played for a couple hours at night, had a blast. He's been coming over here and there to play it some more. So then I got on, was talking to one of my old friends who's huge into multiplayer gaming with me. It's like he's my primary go-to guy for multiplayer gaming. And I haven't played anything with him in a while. So I told him, hey, I got Battlegrounds. He's been watching it on Twitch. He loves to watch Twitch.
I've watched a good amount of it on Twitch.
Yeah. Well, he got real interested in it. And when he heard that I had it, he went ahead and bought it and tried to play it. And his PC wouldn't play it. It's a 2-year-old PC, but he didn't get a good gaming rig when he bought it. It's a good PC, but not good enough. So we were talking about it, and he's like, oh man, I'm just going to go buy another computer. It's like, okay, go ahead. So that night he went over to Best Buy and bought himself a really nice gaming PC.
On a whim.
Yeah. Well, he's a single guy, so he can afford to splurge on things.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get my hands on a Switch.
Yeah. $950 computer is what he bought. But oh man, the stuff that I was talking to him about building one, and the stuff that came in this PC were every bit as good as what I could have built for him, and probably about the same price too.
What would sum up like a good gaming PC now?
Graphics card. You need a good graphics card. You need a lot of memory and a decent processor.
The last computer I bought to play games on was in like 2010, I think.
It was
a Dell.
Oh, okay.
Like Dell computer.
Say
not,
no more.
Not a Dell, like the singer.
No.
As
far as I know, you're not going to buy a Dell PC that can play modern games.
Oh. Even,
yeah.
It was $700 when I bought it, and they were like, it's got a quad-core processor. That's the best on the market. And I was like, I'll fucking have it. And then I played Fallout New Vegas on it and never played another game on it.
Did it run all right?
Oh, it was great.
Really?
Yeah, it was fantastic. That was the dawn of my deciding I'm not real fond of
PC gaming is different.
I played a lot of Team Fortress on PC.
Yeah. But that was a while ago. Team Fortress 2. Oh, okay.
I played
even that was a
considerable amount of that, like probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm.
But
that's still a good game.
Those are the only games I've ever really, committed to on PC. Everything else, I'm so into platform gaming. Like,
yeah,
I just always have been.
It's
always been
too.
My preference.
I am too. I only really, I have a shitload of games on my Steam account. I play them for a little bit and then I'm done. And then most of the time I'll plug it into my TV and just play with a controller on my couch if I'm going to play a PC game.
Right.
But
that may
there
be a
are a
way
few
to go about it,
games that will pull me off the couch and sit in front of the computer to play it, you know, because, you know, as a graphic designer, I sit in front of a computer all day long.
Right.
Last thing I want to do when I come home is sit down in front of a computer. But there are those few exceptions, and Battlegrounds is one of those.
Yeah, dude, it's like running a restaurant. I give people shit all day long. The last thing I want to do when I get home is have customers show up and ask for There was a joke somewhere in there that I lost
you
track
lost
of.
It. That's all right. I was going to let you continue. I thought maybe it would come out.
It was going to keep trailing. I was meandering.
That's all right. So Battlegrounds, it's you're familiar with this game or are you not?
I have listened to several podcasts that keep talking about it.
Oh, okay.
I've watched a lot of it on Twitch, yeah. And I've read about it. So I'm familiar enough as far as gameplay mechanics go. Is there a storyline to know about?
Oh, not that I know of. I don't care about story.
It's just fucking drop you out there with a bunch of people in different parts of the world and shoot each other until there's only one left, right?
Okay.
Which people keep referring to as the chicken dinner.
Winner, winner?
Chicken dinner? Yeah. I think that's what they're driving at.
Yeah. So what it is, are you familiar with Battle Royale? It's a manga and a movie and some other things. I had the manga or manga when I was younger, and it was a really good book. And what it is, the premise is these school kids, the government elects a certain school and put them on this island, and they are, you know, last man standing to the death, killing each other.
It's like proto Hunger Games.
Yes, yes. So they start off with nothing, and they acquire different weapons and stuff as they go. They can choose to team up or not. They wear these collars on their heads, and there's a zone that closes in on them. Or if they try to escape, then the collars will explode, decapitating them.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it is a fight to the death, last man standing. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds is the same premise. It is they drop you from an airplane. There's 100 people. And it's on an island. It's the same island. It never changes. I know that they're going to be bringing out more maps as time goes, but this island is huge, so it's not really that big a deal. So you drop down, and you are pretty much defenseless, armorless, everything. You have to find everything. So the first part of the game is you looting different houses and stuff that you come across, finding helmets, armor, shoes, backpacks, so you can store more gear, vests, and there's guns that you find, there's melee weapons that you find, ammo, grenades, you name it, you know, just a bunch of weapons.
Right.
And you are aiming to be the last man standing, and it's fun. It's really fun. It's like, when they drop you on the island, you want to try to steer, or I do, I want to try to steer away from the crowd, because you start seeing people parachute off of this plane or jumping off this plane, and it's really cool to watch. It's just like little ants falling off everywhere. So I look for a place that not as many people are jumping off and jump off there and then try to go find a little house to myself to loot up and stuff. And
how quickly do you generally die?
It depends on where I drop. If I drop close to somebody, they'll generally get the jump on me or the drop on me and find weapons before I do. But if I drop somewhere off by myself, the best I've reached is 8.
Oh,
okay. Placed 8 out of 100, which I was pretty proud of.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And there's a lot of these moments where you're playing the game and something extraordinary happens. You're like, whoa, did you see that? Did you see that? For instance, and this game is also a lot better with friends. Like, I played it by myself and had a blast playing it by myself. But when I got on and started playing with a friend of mine, we had even more fun. And then another friend of mine got on it. And so we're having a party of three playing that game. And, man, we are having so much fun. There's just so many stories to tell when you finish. And, you know, there's instances. Like, one instance, there was we went to loot this town. And I went into one house. He went into a house that was right across from the house I was in. And I started picking stuff up. Well, we hear a vehicle start to pull up. So I go look out the window and try to figure out where this vehicle is coming from. And I see it pull up to the house that he's in. Two guys get out. They go walk up into the house. And I'm yelling at him, dude, watch out. They're coming in. You know, get somewhere. Get ready. He had a shotgun, luckily. And I did as well. And so I went ahead and went out of the house to kind of draw some attention away from him. One of the guys saw me, and he started running towards me. I was hiding behind a fence, And so he started coming around that fence. I cut the corner of the fence and stood and waited for him to come around the corner, blew him away with a shotgun blast immediately. And that was the most satisfying thing I'd ever done on that game. And then right after that, immediately after that, my buddy was like, I hear gunfire going on. It's like, dude, are you okay? You okay? He's like, yeah, the guy was hiding. The other guy was hiding on the base of the stairs in the other house, I guess, waiting for me. He was at the top of the stairs. So he comes down the stairs and blows that guy away. We loop those two guys and then keep going to the next. And
that's awesome.
Dude, it's just, there's stories like that that happen the whole time you play that game. It's so fun.
I feel like if I had been in that same, like, I'm imagining the story you just told in my head, you know, the stage you set.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I had been in the same situation with the houses across from each other and you see the guys, and then if I was you and I ran out to draw attention and all that and hide behind the fence, I feel like what I probably would have done is crouch and then wait for the guy to come around the corner, and then I would have fucking died.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not a PC gamer, so maybe. But yeah, I was scared. I thought – I didn't know – I had never killed anybody with a shotgun before, so I didn't know how quickly I would be able to take him down.
At what point do you – when you're playing with someone, at what point do you draw the line of like, hey, it's been fun, but now I'm going to drop your ass?
So
– Now I'm after you.
I don't know. Like, I think
– just having –
I think when you play with multiple people, they put you in a team. And I think point, it's the last team standing, not the last man standing.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess we could technically win. But
because I'll kill the hell out of my friends.
Yeah, dude, that would be cool. I wondered that myself. But the way it's set up, it's team-based and when you play with other people. But, yeah, then get the last team standing, and then you got to kill each other from there. Oh, and I failed to mention – there's a force field around the island that closes in, and if you're on the outside of that force field, you slowly lose health until you get on the inside.
Your collar explodes.
Basically, yeah.
You pop your collar.
Yeah, or the poison runs through your veins or something. Or I don't know. But
some Hunger Games battle royale.
Yeah, and when you get the goal of the aim of that is to keep people closer together so the game doesn't go on too long. And once you die, you die. That's it. You're out. You have to start a new map and start a new game. So it's permadeath. And when you start over a new game, start over fresh, finding new weapons, ammo. Well, a good portion of that game is looting. I don't like it because it's kind of slow in that way. If I could somehow get the guns and armor really quick, I would rather spend less time looting, more time trying to figure out, plot out how I'm going to loot the next guy or kill the next guy. But in the same sense, looting is kind of necessary because then you wouldn't have people stopping off at a house like we did, because they stopped at the house to loot the house. Right. And they wouldn't have stopped.
How difficult would it be to just hide until everybody else is dead?
That is a strategy a lot of people use. In fact, one of the first games I played, I made it down to the top 20 and pulled up to this building. And I saw a car that had hit the side of it. I was like, that's suspicious, you know, because cars are kind of like in the middle of the road or somewhere. They're not right. In a building or parked onto a building.
Right.
So I went ahead and went inside the building. The doors were all shut.
That asshole's like, no one will see me here.
Well, and that's another giveaway as to
where do cars belong? On buildings.
On buildings. Yes. They, if you see doors open in a house, you know that somebody's been there. So the doors automatically stay open. You can shut them. It's
oddly nerve-wracking.
It is. It's very nerve-wracking, dude. I screamed out loud one time. Some dude snuck up on me and scared me, and my wife got onto me. She's like, you're going to wake up the kids. Sorry, I'm playing Battlegrounds.
You mad, bro? By the way, different story, but never ask your wife that.
Are you mad, bro?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they are if you ask them.
Oh, yeah. Or you just make it worse.
I didn't know if my wife and I were having a fight.
A quarrel?
A quarrel via text a while back.
Text sucks, man.
So I sent her a message that said, you mad, bro? And long story short, she was.
I've been there.
So I learned from it.
Yeah.
Wife, not bra.
No.
Also, I don't know that sending her a text that says, you mad, wife?
Yeah.
I don't know. That might have been better than you, man, bruh.
You're taking it in the stance that I would have taken it in, where you're trying to test the water. You don't know if she's mad, but you're going to try to
humor
be, yes, be goofy a little bit.
She thinks I'm cute.
Yeah.
I can get away with this.
No, you cannot.
Nah, dude.
The cuteness with the spouse goes away a long time ago.
Yeah.
At least in my instance. Yeah, I cannot I cannot make her laugh anymore. You know, it's like I'm trying to lighten a situation. I do this often. I can't help it, man. I want to lighten the situation and I end up making it worse every single time. So, but I do it anyway still. It's just, it's in my blood.
Yeah. You know, it's like you love your dog. You think your dog's cute. But if your dog pisses on the carpet, the dog's not cute anymore. That dog's going to get spanked. And whenever you piss on the carpet, you're going to get spanked.
Oh, man. Yes.
All right. Sorry about that. Had to throw that out there.
You're right, though. Spousal living.
Yeah, it's the best.
It is.
It's just the tits. So, back on topic. Battlegrounds.
Yeah.
What you're telling me is I should go buy a gaming computer tonight.
If you want to spend $800-900 on a computer for a $30 game, go for it. I'm really shocked that my buddy even did that.
So really, your buddy decided that Battlegrounds was a $900 game.
Basically, yes.
Basically what happened.
Yeah. He's also
curious.
You got
the Jones, though. You got him jonesing.
I did. And Twitch got him jonesing more than I did.
Well, sure.
Yeah. There's another benefit of Twitch, I guess, is it makes people excited for things.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch it, but you just can't quite scratch that itch.
Yeah.
It usually does the trick for me, honestly. Twitch does.
Yeah, I could see that. It's entertaining, and if you want to get a taste of a game before you go out and buy it, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think he's wanting to get into PC gaming in general, though. So he's been curious about it for a while. So, yeah, we got it. Had a good time, and you know, hoping to continue playing it for a while.
I had read not too terribly long ago that they were considering opening up like console versions of Battlegrounds.
Yes, Xbox One.
They're not going to go PlayStation with it?
Not right now. At least it was announced at E3 for Xbox One.
If they could figure out the right way to get it to work, to code it in and everything, I could see it being like bang up on
consoles, absolutely.
Like the Switch.
Well, yeah, sure.
Handheld,
I don't see why not.
A game like that handheld where you just like you can have the thing and jump on, play around at a time, permadeath,
yeah,
shut it down and put it away and go on with your life. I could see it really working well on a system like
Switch. I wonder if the Switch could handle it though.
That's what I'm curious about. You know what they should do is they should just keep the game as it is and the mechanics and the coding and everything, but change it to like Nintendo style characters that a Switch can handle.
Yes.
You know? With paintball guns.
No, real guns.
Real guns. Yeah, like fucking Mario and shit.
I want to shoot a hole in Yoshi's nose.
Yeah, dude.
Big nose just, popping like a bubble.
Just blow that bitch open.
Dude, that would be awesome. Somebody is going to mod PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds to do that. I guarantee it.
Well, yeah. I can't wait to see what kind of mods they come up with for Battlegrounds.
Yeah, me too. It's still in kind of beta form right now. Yeah. So,
well, like an entire Muppets mod.
Yes. See, I've played like
Kermit with an Uzi.
Have you played Skyrim with mods?
I have watched a bunch of videos of it. I've played Fallout 4 with mods. I haven't played Skyrim. My favorite Skyrim mod that I saw though was I saw Thomas the Tank Engine was pretty popular for a minute where all the dragons were Thomas.
Yeah,
that cheeky engine.
Yeah,
that shit was fun.
It's mostly all anime girls. When I was trying to get on Steam Workshop to try to figure out what kind of mod, it's like. But they had some cool ones. They had like Ninja Turtles and, you know, the Muppets.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they had some cool ones. And when you get those into the game, it's really funny. Like,
yeah,
I couldn't play the game that way, but it is funny when you run into an enemy who looks like Michelangelo. Yeah, cracks me up. Or My Little Pony. But when My Little Pony was big,
yeah, oh,
they
had
all kinds of skins for that.
Is that not big anymore?
Oh, I don't know. My girls aren't into it anymore, so I assume that it's not.
That's the telling sign.
Yeah.
Is whether or not the children are still into it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And Minecraft is kind of going out as well. They're not into that anymore.
Is it finally slowing down?
Yeah.
I was wondering when it was going to. It was such a machine for a minute.
For a long minute.
Really burning it up.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah, it's... My kids were obsessed with it. They still play it from time to time, but they're not nearly as obsessed with it as they once were.
I bought it. I have it on my Steam account, but I haven't even logged into my Steam account in years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I bought it and downloaded it on my wife's old computer.
Yeah.
And I played it for a couple months, hollowed out a mountain, and put some torches in it. And that was, I was like, all right, I'm fucking good now.
See, that was the...
Got it out of my system.
Yeah. The fun that I had with that game was exploring.
Right.
Going and digging as far down as I could go and figuring out what I could run across and find a huge cave with a waterfall and then take all the materials that I acquired and go build myself this big giant castle. And it was really fun for about 2 months and then I was done.
And to be truthful, I never actually I never played the game for the game's sake.
Yeah.
When I downloaded it, I got online and I don't remember where I found them, but I found, basically like God codes that unlocked everything and infinite life and no enemies and infinite time and like basically just like froze the game in explore / build mode.
Yeah, it's called playbox mode or sandbox mode.
What, like where you already have everything and all that?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, you don't have to find materials to beat
so
up.
I have no idea what the game's actually about because I already had everything. So I fucked around for a couple months.
And I don't know that there is a story with that game. It's just to explore and build your own stuff.
And it's cool. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's. I know that there's a free download in the PlayStation store called Trove that's pretty similar. It's kind of fun, you know. I downloaded it, played it for a couple weeks, kind of got the same kicks out of it and moved on. It's a little bit different, but it's, you know.
Well, I got a game called Dragon Quest Builders, and it's essentially Dragon Quest mashed up with Minecraft. It's more Minecraft than Dragon Quest, but it's got the same look and feel as a Dragon Quest game. But you go around and it's actually got a story and it's got quests and it's got it's like a good RPG mixed with the Minecraft world. I love it. It's a really fun game.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd give that a go.
Yeah, it's on the PS4. It's a good game. Let's see.
So we keep bringing up PlayStation tonight. Are you, you said that you were playing PSVR a bit, right?
Yeah. So I recently acquired a PSVR as well. It went on sale a couple weeks ago for like $299. And my wife's been wanting one. I went ahead and sold a couple comics that I had. And I was like, okay, I'll buy
you
one.
I saw you doing that.
Yeah. So,
I'm amazed at how quickly this sold.
My comics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's Walking Dead. I had the first 30 issues. I've sold all but two at this point. And, yeah, I mean, I was never really into the series. I was at a brief period of time. I think I read the first 10 and then kept getting issues but never reading them, and I just put them away. But, yeah, they got those things sold, and I'd rather have money for my video game collection and VR for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got PSVR, and dude, we've been using the hell out of that thing. It has been the main attraction in my household for the past 2 weeks. It's really, really cool. I was very my brother has a HTC Vive, and it's awesome. Like, you got two sensors set up in the room, and you have these little controllers, and you play games, gun games, and stuff like that. And you have this invisible force field within the world. And so you know you're not going to step onto a wall or a couch or something like that. But it's very immersive, very like you want to escape this world and go to another world. VR is the way to do it. It is amazing. So after having that, I was like, nothing is going to top this. You know, nothing. The PSVR running off of PlayStation 4, there's no way it can top this on a high-end PC, you know, this HTC Vive. But, you know, for $300, we read enough reviews that were saying, yeah, it's cool.
Right.
It's cool. Get it. I went ahead and got it. It is every bit as good as the Vive, in my opinion.
I guess I'm just not sold on the VR thing.
Have you tried it yet?
No.
Okay, then you need to come over to my house and try it.
Okay.
All it takes is one time to sell you. I'm serious. You'll be instantly in love.
The piece of VR tech that I am sold on, that I want to be like I want to have access to so badly is I think it's the Oculus has a program called Quill.
The drawing program.
Yes. That's all
they
I
have
care
one
about.
Like that on the Vive as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's all I care about in the VR world is being able to produce art like that.
That is cool.
That's the only reason I want it for. I think that that is the, like in my mind, at least currently, mm-hmm. I feel like that is the like premier and smartest, like most efficient use of the technology is that it's created this new
art form.
A new art form, a new medium, a new space in which to express visual art. Mm-hmm. I mean, video games are cool. VR video games are cool. I get that. But I am so enthusiastic about the fact that this new art culture exists in like a three-dimensional, immersive, virtual reality art space.
Yeah.
That is so fucking cool to me. I've looked online at some of the stuff people are creating on that, and it blows my mind.
It's really cool.
It's unreal, some of the stuff people are making.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. And I mean, like, I'm like, yeah, cool. Like fucking video games on VR. That's the jam. Cool. I would have fun with that. But as far as like desiring that for my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll come to your house and try it, you know, but if someone said, hey, do you want this with the program and the pen and, you know, you can just have it and do it. I don't know if I would ever stop. I think that would potentially be like my new medium. You know,
yeah.
I still draw, I still paint, I still mess around on Photoshop.
Why is that?
I couldn't tell you. The first time I saw like a gallery of people doing that,
mm-hmm.
I just like kind of went off the deep end and started like looking up illustrators and artists that are like doing this. And right now I'm like kind of low key into like the children's illustration game.
Yeah.
So I'm like into the idea of using that, you know?
So are you into the idea of being in your art,
yeah,
being a part of your
like
art
being
world,
in it, yeah.
I definitely can see that. I mean, with your artistic style, your characters have a very unique look about them that I think would be really cool.
Like
to
where
be.
I could draw a character of mine to be the size of me.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, that is cool. I honestly, I haven't thought about it in that way, but to and be, I haven't tried that program either.
You know, to where I could draw. You know, I could put together a composition of two characters interacting with one another, uh-huh. and put the caption at the bottom and be standing in it instead of looking at it.
Yeah. You're part of your own world.
Yeah, man.
At that sense.
That's the piece of VR that I think is the most indispensably like just true, brilliant. I think that is the piece that will drive the VR culture.
For certain people forward. Though. For certain people. I don't think it would match for any person, but for an artistic person who has this image in their head that they just want to get out on paper, you know, to be able to put yourself into your artistic world is pretty cool.
Right.
But man, I mean, like I said, it's just like people who aren't artistic probably won't get that same effect.
That's fair. And like I said, there are the merits to the gaming thing.
Yeah.
But even then, I think I'd rather sit on my couch with a controller and just play a video game.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I would try it and I, you know.
Well, I'll tell you.
Crazy.
Part of the fun about the VR is not just the games, but watching 3D videos or, you know, going to a different part of the world that they've recorded with a 3D camera and put you into this section of the world that you've never been to. It's really, really
That's
cool.
That's cool, too. That's cool.
But on
VR
the gaming
with
front?
With a Google Map?
Yeah.
I can go with that.
So on the Vive, I've never tried a game with the controller. They have these Move controllers, basically, where you know, you use them like guns. But I've never tried with an actual gaming controller. On the PSVR, a lot of the games use just the controller. Resident Evil 7 is one of them. So I picked up Resident Evil 7 and started playing that, and I thought I was going to get sick and dizzy and everything. And you do for a second, and then it just kind of passes. You get used to it. But playing that game in VR is terrifying. Absolutely
yeah,
terrifying.
Just like so immersive that
yes.
you like get stuck in it.
The first part of the game, you're in this old house shack, and it's real disgusting, and you know there's things are falling apart and stuff everywhere, and you know some shit's going down in there,
right?
And
I saw the trailers for it.
Oh my gosh, it is so terrifying. When you put those goggles on, you are in that house,
right?
You have to have the earphones on too. The earphones really create
so
it covers your senses.
Yes. So is there a way to like when you're in there with all your senses covered up, to have like it projected on the TV so the people in the room.
Yes.
So if I was over at your house and you were playing Resident Evil, and when some like ugly motherfucker wants to kill you, jumps out, and I, you know, fucking grab you at the same time, that's like just the ultimate.
Ultimate, really, yeah.
You might would actually shit yourself.
Probably. Dude, I almost shit myself without somebody grabbing me. I mean, it is that scary. Like, it's... I'm one that gets scared easily when it comes to games and stuff.
I'm not saying I'm here to sell my ideas, but if any of you developers want to pick up Incontinence, the game, as a concept, just hit me up. I got you.
Got you, man. My wife actually gets more enjoyment out of watching Brody or I play a scary game and us jumping at the scary parts.
Man, I fucking hate scary games.
Oh, dude, I do too. I hate that. I hate that.
Why do you play them?
I hate the feeling that it gives me, but I love it at the same time. If that makes any sense at all.
The scariest game I've ever enjoyed was BioShock.
Okay, yeah. That game can get scary, but...
Love scary movies. I love scary shit, but scary games, like, the... I guess the tension of it is... It almost... Scary video games have always felt a bit manufactured to me. The feeling of it, like... Like, there are a lot of times that it's like, it's supposed to be so scary that it takes me out of it.
Well, yeah, I get lost in it. I mean,
I've just never gotten into them.
It's, maybe you need to play, well, I don't know. Mine stems from childhood, playing scary games as a
kid. You know, you've told me about that.
Yeah, like Resident Evil, the original Resident Evil, for instance. No, me play it.
Oh, okay.
He watched me play it.
Oh, that's
and, you know,
someone was watching somebody be scared.
That game terrified me, and going back and playing Resident Evil again in a different style, you know, in VR,
right?
It's equally as terrifying as I remember it being playing the original Resident Evil. It's so cool. I love it. I'm scared to death to play it, but I'm gonna stick it out and I'm gonna play it.
Every time you grab the headset, you're like, "Fuck."
Well, what's funny is I played through a good, not a good port, probably an hour worth of the game without VR first, and it was scary to me even then. I was like jumping in my seat.
It's just a spooky ass game.
Yeah, it is. And then so when you put this VR headset on and you are in that world, it's terrifying, man. It's like going into a funhouse where you know everything is going to be everything's made up and they're all actors and everything. You're still going to jump. You're still going to get scared.
Someone's going to spook you.
Yes. And it's all jump scares and stuff. Same thing with Resident Evil. It gets me every time, and I love it. It's fun. I really want you to try it. Next time you come to my house, you will definitely be trying it out.
I will. Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of jump scares and virtual reality, I'm going to have to log into my own reality and take a little break right now.
I need a new beer.
All right. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
A bit.
Welcome back to Just a Bit Gaming Podcast, the only place where you will find us other than work
and home
and home
and on PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds.
And that wasn't a very good tagline.
No, it's okay. You already had a good one for today. Let's
I already had one good one.
Let's flow with that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive my friend claimed to maybe be the only one listening to it, and right now he's shaking his head going, "You're better than this," except he knows I'm not. Shout out to you, Clint.
Yeah.
Way to go, baby.
So.
That was a good break.
Yeah. Took a bathroom break, got another beer, played some music on the guitar. Yeah. Ryan did.
Yeah, we should have just left it recording the whole time.
It was fun.
You know, it would have given...
Cooled down a little bit.
Oh,
Brian has covered up his dining room with blankets, and it's a good sound buffer. It works really well, but it blocks the AC, and it's hot over here, man.
It's hot, and then we're drinking, and it makes it hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough in here.
But it may be hot, and I may be sweating, but I think the sound buffer works really well.
The sound buffer is nice.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about some beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is episode 3 that we're keeping in having our beer pairings section. And so tonight's beer is the Kona Brewing Company Big Wave Golden Ale.
Kona Brewing Company.
Kona, they do some good shit.
They do.
Adrian and I were just talking earlier about how the only beers that we'd really had from Kona were their darker ones, like their stouts.
The coffee stout.
The coffee stout. And, which are solid fucking offerings.
It's a really good beer.
Among the coffee stouts, Kona ranks high among my paint cards.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not sure
I mean,
what that phrase means, but I heard it in a 50s gangster movie, so I use it.
Okay. I don't know what it means either, so I just assumed that it meant something good and said okay. Usually if you hear me say okay, that means that it went over my head. If you haven't caught on by now.
No, I've caught on. I got a lot of okays from Adrian.
Your style of humor goes over my head more often than not. And it's not because of you. It's just because the references you make are usually pop culture or something that...
I pop the fuck out of some culture,
dude.
You do.
And it goes over my head a little bit.
So Kona Brewing. They do the thing. This Big Wave Golden Ale. It's a light-bodied ale. And
wait, you don't want to talk about how your jokes go over my head anymore?
Nah. I would love to talk more about how I'm actually not good at making jokes, but we can move on instead.
No, your jokes are really good.
No, but you know, when I say, okay, that means the joke went over my head. The problem is like, you know, at the risk of talking about my wife again, because it's not a risk. I'm about to talk about my wife again. She gives her ears a peek.
Okay. That's what my wife
does. She scans through. I usually just hit her with the highlights and see if she laughs at the stuff that I thought was funny.
Yeah.
So I know that it's marketable.
Yeah.
She and I were just talking the other night though. And I was like, you know, I feel like I used to be a lot funnier. And now when I make a joke, people just kind of like fucking stare at me. And she was like, you put too much thought into your jokes.
She's right.
She's like, you think things through until you're like, oh, that's funny. And then you hit us with like some like thought out shit. And we're all talking about toilets. we're all talking about toilets and like puppies.
Yeah.
And Instagram. And you're like, hey, guess what I read in science today?
She's right. That's why it goes over my head, because it's usually in reference to something that I don't know about, or it's a vague reference that you have to explain to me before I get it.
Yeah, I gotta get more toilety with my humor.
Apparently, yeah, that doesn't go over anybody's head.
Yeah, I gotta quit reading so many articles about things.
Okay,
like I have all these subscriptions to different like online publications, and I spend so much of my time just reading shit.
Yeah,
and then instead of tweeting about it like a normal person, I try to deliver it face to face to people. You know,
understand the reference.
At least if I would tweet shit, people could be like, ah, scroll. You know,
that's what I do.
Right. She's like, ooh, you know what? Fuck, I bet that's funny.
Yeah,
I bet that's funny.
That's witty.
Not gonna look into. Ooh, and there's a picture of a doggo. So, yeah, my wife and I were talking about that. And she was like, you need to get more lowbrow.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I guess so. Speaking of things I read.
What's up?
I was on the – bear with me. I was on the Boston Scientific Journal yesterday.
Interesting.
Right. And I was reading in the past 10 years, like a small ensemble of scientists have been running a battery – of tests, and in this past like 2 months have decided unequivocally, like proven, that scientifically bitches in fact ain't shit.
Man, you were supposed to be going somewhere with that.
I did.
Okay.
I went lowbrow.
Way lowbrow.
Dropped it down. Shorty got low, low, low.
Yeah.
Oh, low, low, low.
So Kona beer.
So Kona
it's Big beer. Wave Golden Ale.
It is a light ale. And if I'm correct, they brewed it with
whale spit.
Whale spit. They brewed it with some sort of tropical hops. I was reading online about it, and it's got some citrus influence and a bit of caramel. Honestly, it's crazy. Like when I was reading about the brewing process with this, it was kind of similar to the distillation process behind rum. You know, for like that kind of light caramel body, kind of sweet, kind of heavy, got a little bit of a bite to it. It's a really accessible beer. It's easy to drink. I mean, it doesn't taste like rum by any means, but it was oddly similar to that process.
I think this tastes like a step above a regular Budweiser or something. It has that same kind of smoothness about it.
Yeah, and it's a little bit. It's got that sweetness.
Yeah, and
but it has more of a hop value.
Not much. Slightly. But it's you can taste the alcohol content feels stronger. It's a good tasting beer.
Yeah.
So
it's pleasant.
Like I don't know if you've ever had a Yingling.
Huh.
Yingling is it's a northeastern beer that we don't get around here that is really good beer, but it just tastes like a good version of Budweiser, you know? Like if Budweiser were to taste good, this is what a Yingling would be.
Yingling?
Yingling. Don't ask me to spell it because I don't know. It's like Y-E-U-N-G-L-I-N-G maybe? I don't know. It's a weird spelling.
Are you sure it's pronounced Yingling?
That's the way I've always heard it pronounced. If what? I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, but it's a damn good beer. I had one recently.
I'm not here to argue with moments of what you've told me.
It was recommended to me by a friend, and he had some. He used to live on the East Coast, and
Yingling.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
I'll give it a go if I can find it.
You won't find it here. You would have to either travel to the East Coast, or somebody happens to have it in their fridge.
Pop over and do that while I go buy my $900 gaming computer tonight.
Awesome. I think you'd like it. This tastes similar,
right?
It's very smooth. This is a summertime beer.
Yeah.
Which is why I get the reference, the Big Wave. I know that's a Kona brewing thing, so but still it feels like a summertime beer to me.
Truthfully, have you ever had the Leinenkugel Sunset Wheat?
Mm-mm.
It's a wheat beer, obviously, that tastes a little bit like Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me like in execution, like is almost like a cousin to it.
Okay.
You know, it's got that sweet kind of fruitiness, and it's a very polite. Is that a good word?
I think so.
Polite tasting beer.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of a fun beer. You know, it'd be good for a group of people to just like have a chest full of, like an ice chest.
Yeah. Like I said, like a summertime beer.
Yeah, it's just a summertime beer, and it's got a little.
It's smooth enough to where it will quench your thirst and. When you're out at the lake or something, you know.
Yeah, I dig it. What are your thoughts on it? As far as does it bring anything gaming wise to mind?
Not particularly.
Nah.
Have you
played Abzu?
Yeah, I have. That's a good game. My daughter loves that game. I've only briefly played it.
That was my first thought. Not because of the cover art. Not because of the
label.
Wasn't
that the free game last month?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think we talked about it a little bit.
Did we? Okay.
Maybe. Fat Big.
Yeah.
For those of you that this is the first time listening, fuck you a little for not listening to the first two. But Fat Big, as we covered in the last episode, is the name my son Malone gave himself. Fat Big Wone Reynolds.
He likes Abzu?
He likes it. He calls it Find More Sea Turtles game.
Oh, yeah. And sharks? With sharks in there?
He doesn't give a shit about sharks.
Really?
Nope. Sea turtles, dude.
My son loves sharks. He's
full
obsessed tilt with sharks.
Fucking sea turtles.
Wow.
Find More Sea Turtles game. Period. There's nothing else to define that game by.
Does he play it?
I gave him a go on it.
Yeah.
He just kind of ended up like kind of flipping in circles.
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa.
That's a game that's
so
needs,
pretty.
It is pretty. That game is very pretty.
That game would be pretty fantastic
and
in
VR.
VR
would be amazing in that game.
Sure. I say like, yeah, it should be in VR.
Yeah.
But then I'm still coming from that spot of like, yeah, it's VR.
You've never tried it
Ten
yet.
10 minutes ago, I'm like, fucking VR. And now I'm like, you know what would be nice there?
I can't wait to see the way your perception of it changes after trying it. It's one of those things that you have to try to understand.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I almost bought that one the other day.
Which one?
That Oculus developer kit.
Oh, that's right.
That guy was selling.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust the developer kit at this point. I mean, I could be totally wrong, but you know, that's like the beta version.
I almost bought it just on the grounds that I thought it might would be like a collector's item someday.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe not. It may just be a piece of junk.
The only problem you'd have at that point, though, is you would have to have a beefy PC to run it.
A beefy PC. Yeah. Can you say that three times fast?
Beefy PC, beefy PC, beefy PC. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's going to be the name of your gaming-based burger joint.
Mm.
The beefy PC.
That's a good name.
Yeah, dude.
Beefy PC. Change your username on PSA Network.
Beefy PC.
Yeah. So you're going with Abzu then, huh?
Yeah. The first time, it kills me. I can't remember what beer I was drinking the first time I played Abzu.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I was shooing away a gnat.
He just got so fucking fancy.
You didn't see the gnat?
No,
I was just doing my pose.
For those of you just listening and not watching, he just tried to shoo away a gnat and just put his hand up like a fancy boy. And for those of you that are fancy boys, know that it was accurate. No offense. It was just really on point.
So anyway, okay.
I'm offline now. I'm off topic. It reminds me of that game.
It tastes like sea turtles.
It tastes like Find More Sea Turtles.
I'm going to say that because it's Kona Brewing, it's very Hawaiian in nature. What would the obvious choice be in that situation?
Kingdom Hearts.
I'll one up you. Final Fantasy X.
I guess this is bomb dropping time. I've never played a Final Fantasy game.
Man. Man.
Sorry, bro.
it's not for everyone.
I've always romantically enjoyed the thought of playing.
Well, if you like Kingdom Hearts, you should like Final Fantasy X.
Well, sure.
You would imagine so. I mean,
I would imagine so too.
Yeah. It's a weird, convoluted story, but with, you know, abstract characters, I guess. I don't know. But there's a character in it, and his name is Waka. And he is. He's
fancy again.
Waka. He's voiced by John DiCamillo. I'm totally butchering his name.
Who's
I'm
that
sure.
guy?
He is the voice of Bender.
Oh, cool.
Futurama.
I know who Waka is. He plays volleyball.
Blitzball.
Blitzball.
Yeah.
He's in Kingdom Hearts.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So you know his kind of Jamaican accent voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that kind of goes with this.
I think Kingdom Hearts whitewashed him a little bit though.
Did they?
I think they whitewashed a bunch of the not like advertently white characters.
It's been so long since I played Kingdom Hearts, I couldn't tell you. The game didn't stick with me, I know that much. It was, at the time, I was older and it felt very childish to me.
I was a child and it felt fucking awesome.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, if I was a younger age, I think I would have totally been into that game.
Yeah, it was good.
But at the time, I think I was probably in my 20s at that time. And Disney is not really my thing, but Final Fantasy totally is.
Right.
And I only played that game because of the Final Fantasy characters being in it. The Disney shit really didn't do anything for me.
You know, now like 37 years later, they're about to release Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, and I'm not even a little bit interested in it. I'll play it. I know I'll play it. But
I'm a little bit interested in it.
The games have gotten so out there.
It's so convoluted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really
is.
If
you haven't played all of them, then it's almost like you haven't played any of them.
Tell me you understood the story of the first Kingdom Hearts because it went way over my head.
Yeah, I understood it.
I think we had this conversation before. I think I remember you telling me about the story. Yes, we did.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is light.
Yeah.
I mean, that sums it up. Haley Joel Osment Got paid a lot of money to say that so many fucking times.
Say what?
Kingdom Hearts is light.
Really?
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts. You know, he played Sora.
Hey, yeah, I knew that.
Man. Yeah.
I've never heard him say Kingdom Hearts is light.
It was like a big moment, especially – he says it a few times in the series, but like during the first game, especially like towards the end, there's this big spot where he's fighting Sephiroth.
Yeah, that's Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, you think Kingdom Hearts is darkness. You think everybody's a shadow. You think a bunch of different things. It was a lot more eloquent than this, believe me. But then he goes, Kingdom Hearts is not darkness. Kingdom Hearts, and then he strikes his pose and goes, is light.
Oh, no.
And there's some light shit, and Mickey's like, fucking right. Bless up.
You have just reaffirmed why I don't like this game. It's so childish to me.
Yeah, dude. But as a kid playing that game, I was like, hell yeah, Kingdom Hearts is light.
Yeah.
I just turned into one walking goosebump and was like, I just wish I was Japanese.
None of that game made sense to me. The storyline made no sense.
Okay, let me sum it up like this. You're a dude, right? You're a kid, and
exceptionally large feet?
Yes. Much as I was at the time. So once again, another spot in which I affiliated myself with that game. I was like, motherfuckers got some big-ass good-looking shoes. Me too.
And zippers all over your
this
clothes?
Is my shit. Yeah, because I was really into Michael Jackson at the time. And just quasi discovering punk rock. So somewhere between.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Big feet. Like, seriously, like big feet when I was a kid. I looked like a capital L.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
You have to show me some pictures.
It was ridiculous. No, they're all from the knees up.
Oh, yeah.
There was no room in the frame. So you're this kid, and you get basically like the chosen one to wield the Keyblade to fight against darkness.
Right.
And there's this group of baddies that are Final Fantasy and Disney baddies that are taking the hearts out of all the different worlds. And all the different worlds have one heart, which is basically the princess of that world.
Okay.
And they're taking all the hearts and collecting them, and those are the kingdom hearts. And these worlds are being overtaken by darkness and shadow. And whenever you get your heart taken, you become a little shadow fucker named a heart. You're called a Heartless. Mm-hmm. That's right. But whenever you become a Heartless, there's an ethereal version of you that splits off into an alternate reality called your nobody. And that's like your id. It's like your alter ego.
Okay.
And so, like, for instance, when...
Is that why Roxas is...
Roxas is Sora's nobody, because Sora became a Heartless at one point, and that's when Roxas split off. He fragmented into... And so Roxas...
So Roxas is no more?
Roxas...
I liked Roxas better than Sora.
He was a lot cooler.
Yeah.
He basically was like this fragmentation of Sora's like emotional being, basically, that got split off, but he didn't know that he didn't actually like exist. He wasn't real. He was just a fragment of Sora's personality, but he thought he was real, which was even more heartbreaking, but he didn't have a heart because he was a nobody.
That's so weird.
It's all very,
Japanese.
Yeah, it's super emotional. You know, all of it. It's all based in heart.
It can't be emotional though.
Okay. But if you really like even now, revisit the first one. Play it with the intention of actually doing it. And you will get sucked in.
I
replay it about once every 2 or 3 years.
Okay. I recently acquired the HD remakes of the first two games.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, for PS3. I think they released them on PS4 as well. I fully intend to go back and try it again, especially before the third one comes out.
Right, right.
Maybe my perception will change. I don't know, though. We'll see.
So basically, when it all boils down, all the kingdoms have the hearts stolen and are being taken over by darkness and shadows, and Sora, being the Keyblade wielder, you know, basically the chosen one, the Jedi, the Neo, the whatever... he basically deciphers the fact that the Kingdom Hearts, being the governing energy of these multiverses, can't be overrun by shadow because they are intrinsically light. They are intrinsically hopeful, and basically banishes the shadow by their own weapon, by their own build.
Okay.
I mean, it's neat. It's cool.
Yeah. I enjoyed getting new Keyblades from the different worlds.
Yeah, dude, that's the jam. The Pumpkinhead Keyblade? That was my shit.
Yeah, that one was cool. The best part of that game to me still is running into my favorite Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah.
That was the only reason I played it, like I said. And it gave me so much joy to run into Cloud and, you know, Waka and Tidus. Yeah, he's the main protagonist in Final Fantasy X. Or Tidus.
Is it Tidus or Tidus?
I've heard it both ways. I think I used to pronounce it Tidus, but I keep hearing Tidus, so I'm like, okay, I'll say Tidus.
I'm thinking about Dog Nipples.
Dog Nipples is good, too. He is a dog nipple crybaby. If you play Final Fantasy X, they call him a crybaby constantly. Even though he never cries. Crybaby, you're such a crybaby. And he never cries. Didn't make sense. You need to play Final Fantasy X. I really think you'd like
it. Okay, I'll give it a go. So Kona Brewing, Big Golden Ale. That's a good beer.
Abzu, Final Fantasy X, Kingdom Hearts. And we're out.
Pop, pop.
Okay.
Also, Adrian brought some scotch tonight that
yes,
we sampled quite a bit of.
By quite a bit, you mean like...
We finished the
bottle. Shot each?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we were sipping on earlier in the show.
We finished the bottle, but the bottle was only 10% full.
Yeah, you know, we had about an ounce and a half a piece. But so, it's good stuff.
It's really good. It's a good sipping liquor. Ballantine's is the name of it. It's a blended scotch whiskey.
Does it say what year it was bottled? Because it says it was aged 17
years. Aged 17 years, but I got this 3 years ago, so it was actually 20 years.
Cool. Yeah. I was in grade school whenever they made that. I drank something tonight that was bottled whenever I was in grade school.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty cool.
It is really cool to me.
I dig it.
Yeah. That's whenever I drink something like that, it's like somebody made this with the intention of holding it for 17 years.
You ever wonder if the person that bottled it is still alive? If they're still around or what they're doing?
Is even the same?
Like what if the fella or lady, because it's 2017,
mm-hmm.
You know, everybody gets touchy if you don't mention everybody.
Yeah.
What if whoever bottled it is like through some odd chance listening right now and they're like, yeah, fucking...
I bottled that.
I used to bottle some scotch. I bet it's older than the hills. Because I'm only as old as the hills. And by the hills, I mean the one that I dug in the backyard trying to make a sand pit for my kid.
I hate
Fat big. He loves sand.
Kids love sand.
Yeah,
kids
dude.
Love outside. My kids do.
I love air conditioning.
Yeah, it's hot. I'm
a big fucking fan. I think that's a market that'll take off.
A big fucking fan?
Nah, just air conditioning in general.
Okay, well, we decided for the What Ryan Doesn't Know segment, we're going to go with a commonly known game that Ryan has never played, surprisingly enough.
I'm going to get judged. Someone listening to this is going to judge me.
Well, you already just admitted you never played a Final Fantasy game, so.
I've never played a Final Fantasy game, and we are doing tonight's segment of What Ryan Doesn't Know on Doom.
Doom, the original PC Doom.
Never played Doom. Never played Final Fantasy. Also, never really quite claimed I was a gamer. I just like to hear myself talk. And I got Adrian on board because he had some shit to record with.
When Doom came out, it was, I want to say, probably 93. How old would you have been in 93?
93, I would have been 5.
Okay. Then it makes sense that you never played it. It's...
But, I mean, people still play it. I remember in middle school, some guys that I knew got in trouble for downloading Doom on the school computers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, and people still play it now.
Yeah, and they've re-released it several times.
Yeah, and then there's sequels. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's still a thing. It's still a cultural force, but I've just never touched it. Not for lack of interest. It's not that I'm not interested. It's just that I suppose I've been relatively ambivalent towards it.
Yeah. It's
there.
If you weren't around at the time when it came out originally, I don't think it would have the same effect that it did on somebody who did play it then. Because at the time it was groundbreaking. I mean one of the first really cool, you know, first person shooters on the PC or ever for that matter, you know. Wolfenstein I think was the first or one of the first, but Doom was definitely right up there with it.
Yeah.
It was really truly groundbreaking at the time, and when I first saw it, it blew me away. It was a scary game to me. I was probably 10 years old when that game came out, and it was a game I saw at a friend's house, and it was terrifying and gave me nightmares for a long time. Even though I never played it, I just watched him play it. But graphical quality, the first person view was something I'd never seen before. So it really stuck with me for a long time.
Well, I suppose more impressively than the fact that I've never played it is, aside from it being a shooter,
yeah,
I don't know shit about it.
Not about the story?
Not a bit.
I'm not real familiar on the story. I know generally what's going on.
Right.
But, you know, you probably know as much as I do. I those games you don't typically play for the story anyway. You just play them for the...
Well, here, I'm going to Google...
The gameplay.
The original story.
Okay. Are you going to give it a stab before you Google it?
I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to you so you can kind of track my progress.
Sure.
Did we have some cover art?
Yeah, let me pull that up. It disappeared. Maybe it's in this other browser. There it is. Okay.
All right. Look at that fucker's abs.
The game cover is fantastic. I love it.
That
dude is a badass.
I love that he's wearing short-sleeved armor with a cutout just for his abs. Seriously.
That is funny. Like,
I know that the ancient Celts went into war buck-ass naked. And this guy's like, you know, the Celts kind of had it figured out. I just want these guys to see how many fucking crunches they do. Nothing scares some demons like core body strength.
Those demons, though, they're pretty buff themselves.
Yeah, those are some buff dudes, but they're showing it all off. They're overcompensating. This Master Chief motherfucker here, he just has to show... He's got to show that six-pack.
He's got, like, scratches on his abs,
yeah, dude,
too.
Because one of those demons is like, how do I get me to... Like, you know who else had scratches on their abs?
No.
Prince, after a show. Same shit. Like, look at that guy right there. He's even got his head in his hands, like,
oh yes, I can't believe I'm
what
here.
What supplements do you use?
This one's got his tongue out, ready to lick some abs.
Just a Big Gaming Podcast, not brought to you by abs.
Oh, you did it. I was wondering when you were going to say something wasn't brought to you by something, because you did it like 10 times the last show.
I was working on a rhythm. All right, so Doom. Here we are. How I've made it my entire life and don't even know what the game is about, other than being a shooter, I'm relatively impressed with and disappointed in myself. But here we go. Based on character design alone, I'm going to assume, at least archaically, that Doom is an unofficial predecessor to Halo. Someone's probably going to hate me for that. But it's like Halo goes to hell because he knows, Master Chief knows it's going to be hot, so he just wears a short sleeve armored t-shirt with no ab coverage. Seriously, that's an extra like square foot of armor material that he could have just slapped on there.
Yeah.
Why his abs? I can't get past
that. That is such a funny design choice that I've never really noticed before, but leave it to Ryan to point it out.
It's silly.
It is silly.
You ever watch Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
His torso looks like Cell's face.
Yeah. Right? Okay, I see it now.
Yeah, you do.
I had to picture Cell in my head for a second there.
So this kind of California 1980s dance scene Master Chief fella is shooting a bunch of demons, some of which look very happy and perky. One has an arm cannon, not unlike Mega Man. Some of them look panicked and stressed out, and others just kind of look like they're there. It almost looks like Instagram photos I've seen of like EDM like dance festivals.
And he's on center stage.
With techno music and such.
Sure.
Yeah. Like if you replaced the Demons with like 17-year-olds on acid and the Abbed Wonder with mm-hmm. like Skrillex, whatever his name is, I don't think it would be too unlike one of them. I think it'd be pretty spot on. One of them is shooting an energy blast, much like Goku.
Yeah.
So okay. So we got this Master Chief guy and his buddy who's waving in the background. It looks like his buddy is actually waving as he runs away. So he's piecing the fuck out.
It looks like he's running towards him.
I'm seeing him running away. Let's get the spectacles.
Yeah, he's definitely running towards him.
Okay. My initial thought is that he was running away, and I was like, good plan, fella. So this guy has to go to hell because he got pulled down there because of some shit he did whenever he was younger as an assassin or a mercenary of some sort. And now he's in hell with almost armor and some guns and a lot of muscles and has to fight his way through the demons to climb his way back out of hell before the devil gets him. If the devil gets him, you got to fight the devil and then start over, I would assume. But if the devil doesn't get you, you can still choose to fight the devil and take over hell and be the devil.
Okay.
I think that's the best I got. I think I
why is he like, wearing that face mask thing?
Because you can't breathe mask. In hell. It's like the moon, kind of.
What if I were to... Okay, you're getting there. What if I tell you he wasn't in hell, but he was somewhere else?
Is he space. On another planet?
Yeah.
He's not in hell.
No. He's on a specific planet. What planet?
Mars.
Yes.
Oh, because it's the red planet, yep. And there's Martian demons. Is Mars a form faction to hell, or is it just a planet and you realize that it's like run by demon aliens?
It's overrun by demon aliens, and they created a portal. Or actually, Wikipedia time. The player takes the role of an unnamed space marine, Doom Guy, who has been punitively posted to Mars after assaulting his commanding officer.
So it wasn't too far off.
No. Who ordered his unit to fire on civilians. The Martian Space Marine base acts as a security for the Union Aerospace Corporation, a multi-planetary conglomerate which is performing secret experiments with teleportation by creating gateways between the two moons of Mars, Phobos and Deimos? I don't know.
Are these fellows from Deimos because they're demons?
Probably. Deimos, demons, yeah. That's probably where the connection came from. Mars is considered by space marines to be the dullest assignment imaginable. This all changes when the UAC experiments go horribly wrong. Computer systems on Phobos malfunction. Deimos disappears entirely, and something fragging evil starts pouring out of the gateway, killing or possessing all UAC personnel. Responding to a frantic distress call from overrun scientists, the Martian Marine unit is quickly sent by ship from Mars to Phobos to investigate, where the player character is left to guard the perimeter with only a pistol.
Doom Guy.
Yeah, Doom Guy, Halo Guy, Master Chief, while the rest of the group proceeds inside.
Tybo abs.
He's a Marine, just like Master Chief. The Marine.
Really, this was probably, I'm sure you could trace influence from Halo back to this.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't be surprised if Halo took a lot of inspiration from Doom. Hell, any first-person shooter, for that matter, early on took inspiration from Doom. It was that influential of a title back in the day. I mean, think about it. A lot of games that come out these days are all first-person shooters for the most part. I mean, a lot of the big titles that all stemmed from, you know, what Doom and Return or not Return, Castle Wolfenstein created, you know.
So I mean, I'd have you rate my performance. Generally we rate on a scale of unplayable to do I get a sequel, but I wasn't too far off.
No, and I don't think you could really mess that one up. I mean, it's
except you don't fight the devil. I think the apparently. Image
you're fighting some pretty scary ass demons in that game, so it's pretty close. And looking at the box art I think is pretty damn good, other than him wanting to show off his abs. I think that portrays the game fairly well, you know?
Right?
Do you know what you're stepping into when you look into that? Can you picture what the original Doom looked like?
You could probably figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to his costume for a second, though. If he has to wear that mask to survive on that planet, don't you think he would need sleeves and abs?
Or even a freaking...
Something more than a t-shirt? Tank?
Yeah. And cut up... Yeah, he's like super soldier, marine guy on Mars. I guess the... What if Marines these days had to wear ab cut out uniforms?
It'd be awesome.
It would be. This is
like, that'd be the one of the greatest forms of psychological torture they'd go through.
You are not allowed to be a Marine unless you can sport the abs to wear the uniform.
I mean, I think it's a pretty solid cutoff.
The other guy doesn't have that.
That's because he's running away.
He's running towards, no, man.
He's piecing the fuck out.
Oh, man. That's one of those optical illusions where he could be doing either one. I still see him running towards the guy. Like, he's like, let me save you. You're about to die from all the scary demons.
Nah, he's like, let me save me. You're about to die from all the scary demons.
It could go both ways. All awesome. Right. Yeah, that was pretty good. You get a sequel.
All right. Well,
I like it.
And apparently some remakes and...
And a reboot.
A whole culture.
Yeah.
A movie starring The Rock.
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson, dude. What a badass that guy is, right? I bet he would wear a shirt that shows his abs. He
totally would. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he totally would.
He does the voice of Maui. Have you watched Moana yet?
Oh, yeah.
That movie's the jam, dude.
It's good.
It's good.
It's not one of my favorites.
That shit gets stuck in my head so bad.
The music?
I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. With one of the songs stuck in my head.
It does have
that
catchy
shiny
tunes.
That the fucking crab sings.
Yeah. That scene shiny. Is my favorite scene in the movie.
Dude, me too.
Yeah.
It's the best scene.
That song is good.
Fantastic.
That crab, he's just like, he's king shit and he knows it and he wants everybody else to know
it.
Because
he's shiny.
He's freaking shiny,
fancy.
Man.
You know what? He would not apologize for getting fancy swatting at a fake gnat.
Not at all. He is completely, yeah.
Makes me want to go watch Flight of the Conchords.
I wanted to see more of the crab. He was my favorite character.
Tamatoa. That was his name. Well, Tamatoa hasn't always been this glam. I was a drab little crab once.
Who does his voice?
I forget his name, but one of the fellas from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, okay. I've only seen one episode of that show, but I can picture both guys.
All right. Well, so you gotta watch Flight of the Conchords. Here I am judging you for my pop culture shit.
Yeah, I hear a lot about it, but
it's good stuff. It's funny.
Yeah,
it's clever.
That's what I hear.
It's very clever.
I'll check it out again. It's not on Netflix though, is it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I haven't watched it.
We'd have to find it elsewhere. I think I might have a couple DVDs laying around.
There you go. That works for me. Well,
so what else you got today?
I think we're good, man. I think we covered our agenda.
We covered it all up?
Yeah.
Well, you wanna lead us out tonight?
Well, let me pull up my list here of all the names we got because I don't have them memorized quite yet. Okay, if you guys want to reach out to us, we're available on Twitter, Gmail, and YouTube, and you can find us there. Twitter is at Jabcast, JABGCAST. I remember last time when I was going through the video, you said Jab, G-A-B.
Did I?
Yeah.
Gabcast. J.
It's J. It's J.
Jab G-Cast.
JabGCast@gmail.com is our Gmail and YouTube. So if you want to reach out to us, ask us any questions, you know, be featured on the show, whatever. Twitter is probably the best way to reach out to us. We both check it on a regular basis and try to post as often as we can. Instagram is JabGCast. We haven't been keeping up with that one too much. It's been kind of difficult, but you know, we will when we can.
I mean, we've been keeping up more with like the Twitch and the actual cast itself and email and Twitter and all that.
Yeah. So, which goes back to Twitter, you know,
we need to mess with the Instagram more.
It's just, I have two Instagram accounts already that I try to keep up with.
And I got five.
Oh, damn.
I got fucking five damn. Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
I got my personal, I mean, we haven't been on, Tenpenny in a minute.
I plan on posting some more stuff on there as well. I just haven't.
I've got a meme account.
Yeah.
Called Damn Shovel. Damn.shovel that I post my idiot musings on. But you guys should check that out. Damn.shovel. Some memes. This is two episodes in a row. I'm shouting out to Michael Temple. He runs that account with me.
Cool.
I've got an account with some illustrations on it. I've got.
Hey, if we're doing shout outs, I'm going to give a shout out to JJ from the Frozen North podcast. It's not going on anymore, but it was a huge inspiration on me for how to, you know, for starting this, besides us talking about
it. He's been interacting with us a lot on social media.
He has. He's been a tremendous help. I asked him, I reached out to him before we started this and asked for some advice on getting started. And he was awesome and willing to share and just he's a good guy. But yeah, he shout out to you, JJ. Thank you. Appreciate all your help, man.
As always, guys, if you have any video game ideas that you want us to review, play, box art that you could, at this point, you could probably assume I don't know what game it is, beers or liquor you want us to try, any brands or images, especially like local brands. If you know an artist or a gamer that's, you know, launching a clothing line or, you know, a game of their own or social media or anything or an app even. You know, hit us with all these different beer, clothes, tech, video games, and we'd love to try out and review some stuff.
For sure. I mean, this is something we've been trying to do more interaction with the audience, but we haven't had much interaction yet, and we would really like to get some feedback, guys. Questions, comments, you know, all the stuff that Ryan just mentioned, you know, let us know. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes, we'll check those out and, you know, answer any kind of questions. If you have segment ideas, like Ryan was saying, let us know, please.
So I think that's about it for tonight.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Well, as always, I am Ryan Chumpy Crash Reynolds.
Adrian Bertazoid Townsend.
Whoop.
Yeah, whoop. Thanks for listening, guys.
We are Just a Bit Gaming Podcast, signing off.
Goodbye.
Ooh, it's a party, after party, just a bit, gaming after party, it's a party, let's have a party with Jab, Jab, Jab.
It's an after show, I don't know why I'm fucking singing it when we actually have like an after
just show. Just a bit, after show.
Just a bit, it's a little after show. Even though we have a theme song.
Jab, jab, jab.
Okay, so on that theme song, that high-pitched jab, jab, jab at the end is actually my son, Fat Big Wone Reynolds.
That, which is fantastic. I love that's my favorite part of that.
Yeah,
song.
Dude. I was recording it, and I was taking like some vocal notes on my phone so I wouldn't forget little pieces of the tune and harmony and stuff that I was messing with. And I gave myself away. I was trying to keep it quiet that I was even the one doing those.
He heard you.
Actually, the fellow that records those songs is Mad Daddy Gracchus. Blues rock extraordinaire.
No wonder your son comes up with weird names like Fat Daddy Loan.
Fat Big Wone.
Fat Big Wone.
Fat Big Wone and Mad Daddy Gracchus. My son named me that because I got some new glasses and he said they made me look like a Mad Daddy. He calls him my Mad Daddy Gracchus because he can't say glasses.
Mad Daddy?
Mad Daddy Gracchus.
I do angle down a little bit. Maybe
these are my approachable ones.
Oh, okay.
The other ones made me look angry. And so that became my my blues name.
Mad Daddy. Mad Daddy.
Mad Daddy Gracchus. But we were messing with that tune and he heard me saying jab, jab, jab over and over. And he started jumping in. Jab, jab, jab. So I got a recording of him doing it. And
how did you have him do that on command? Because my kids won't do it. Like if I said, or my youngest, you know, if I were to say, oh, that was awesome. Hey, do it again. He won't do it.
I set up the recording stuff and just kept like playing guitar and playing that song a few times and messing with him and got him like involved. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, sing along this time. But I had to like mess with him for like 5 minutes. I had like a 5 minute recording.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, you sing along this time. And then I got the recording of him doing it. And then I just fucking cut everything else out and plugged that in. And then when he listened to it, he was like, I don't.
Oh man. See, yeah, he got shy, didn't he?
He got embarrassed.
Yep. That's what they do.
Now he's stoked about it. Every time he grabs my phone, he wants to listen to it.
It's awesome. We get to premiere that song on this episode.
Yeah. This will be the first one.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Ryan's been killing it with the theme songs here lately.
Actually, I've been using this app called BandLab.
Yeah.
It's like social media for musicians.
Yeah.
And I've actually had a few people like connect with me on that and ask me for help writing theme songs for stuff that they're doing.
That's really cool.
It's kind of fun. Yeah. Cool.
It's encouraging.
Yeah, it's neat. You know, it's cool to do something like that because, I mean, I went to school for music and thusly have not found a use for that degree.
Well, you're using it now. You're an art multi-talented artist.
Yeah, I went to school for a long time and went for theater and visual art mm-hmm. and design and music, like composition and performance.
You know what you ought to do is just...
And I spent 2 years studying entertainment law.
Hey, and you can protect yourself.
You can protect the shit out of myself.
Whenever somebody's trying to strike a copyright claim on you, you'd be like, I wrote that shit. Don't strike me. I'll take you to court.
I will take you to court. Like music, basketball.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man. I wish I had more talents than what I do. So that's something that you should like expand upon a little bit.
Yeah, I'll fuck with it a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I've been messing with that app a lot, honestly. If any of you listening are musicians, check out the BandLab app. It's so cool. It's like the best of Twitter and Facebook and all of those social media platforms.
Yeah.
But there's a function on there where you can like immediately, it's got a you hit the button and it's got a multi-track recorder on there. So you can like record songs, and it's got like kind of like light version mixing capabilities, so you can like, you know, fuck with the pacing and the, you know, the BPMs and, you know, the volume and everything. Nothing real heavy, but, you know, it's cool. And then you can like connect and make friends with other musicians, and then you can send them like private invitations to your projects so they can collaborate with you.
That's really cool.
So like I could have a project that I've like recorded this whole song and send it to you mm-hmm. with a collaborate option, and you can enter that collaboration
and
option
add to it
and add your own tracks to it and then send it back to me.
That's cool.
Isn't that like, it's fucking cool.
It is.
Yeah. It's neat. I've been messing with it a lot. If any of you decide to check it out, I am on there as Scrapped. Scrapped.
I didn't even know this. So yeah, I want to check that out.
Yeah. Check it out. It's cool. So I've been messing with that a lot. That's where Mad Daddy Gracchus happened.
Nice. You know, usually by the after show, I'm pretty good and toasted. I'm not today. I think I learned my lesson after the last recording. I got pretty toasted last
Adrian
time.
Got fucking saucy last time.
Yeah, I couldn't go home for like a couple hours after we got done recording.
I live here, so I could get saucy tonight.
Well, I wish I was a little bit more tipsy, but I'm good. I'd go home in a decent hour tonight.
You messing with any other apps?
No.
Or is that just me? Is that just my game?
I'm trying to think. Honestly, I when I get on my phone, it's for email, Twitter, Instagram. That's it. Text messaging, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the second or third episode I've actually talked about.
You're the mobile guy.
I fuck with apps, dude.
Does it get slow at times where you can just sit there and...
I mean, it gets slow. The job gets slow, but there's always too much to do.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm at work, I mean, the only time that I could sit there and play with my phone is if I'm bored with nothing to do, but I that rarely happens.
For every bathroom break I need to take during the day, though, I probably take 2 or 3 bathroom breaks. So I find my time.
You're like that one dude that used to work with us before you got hired on.
What was his name? Jeremy?
No, not Jeremy. Another guy.
And shout out to Jeremy. You had a killer beard.
Not him. There was another guy that he would go into the bathroom and camp out there for. I timed it one day. He was in there for an entire hour.
You in the bathroom? Told me about that guy.
Blew me, dude. He would go in the the bathroom. Mind you, this store was only there would only be two or three of us at a time, and so. He would go, and I wasn't a customer service person. I was the graphic designer. But whenever he would go disappear off into the bathroom, he's a salesperson. He'd go disappear in the bathroom for an hour. I have to stop what I'm doing to go answer phones, help the customers, everything. Pissed me off, man. I couldn't stand it. Needless to say, he didn't last very long. We got rid of him very quickly. But he would do this three or four times throughout the day. That's and you know ridiculous. He wasn't having issues. He was going in there with his phone and escaping for a little while to play on his damn phone. It was ridiculous.
I went in there for 10. You know what we never finished doing?
What's that?
Was that bad monitor series that we started.
Those were funny. If you guys want to check those out, look on our is it on Instagram?
It's on the Tenpenny Instagram.
Yeah, check out Tenpenny MKTG on Instagram, and we put up some bad monitor movies that we made.
We had a broken monitor that we started we had the intention of starting a web series with.
Yeah.
And it was just this monitor acting up around the office.
It was fun.
It was fun. It was.
We created a monitor with a personality.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
He was an asshole.
Whatever happened to that monitor?
We threw him away, finally.
That sucks. He's gone. He should be here with us.
That would be cool. He's long gone by now. Wasteland.
It would be nice if he existed. He fucking doesn't.
Yeah, those are fun times, man. I miss those days.
Yeah, how little work we got done. Yeah. You got a lot of work done. I didn't get a whole lot of work done.
My work never went away. I had to get it done, but luckily I was quick. So
it was a slow season when I worked there, though.
Yeah, it was.
There wasn't a whole lot of work for me to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not...
There's a lot of N64 to be played.
Oh, that's right. Ryan brought in a giant freaking tube TV, which is at my house now. You gave it to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good TV, though.
It is a good TV. I have it set up in my garage with all my old consoles hooked up to. It's great. But yeah, he brought that into work, and he brought in a Nintendo 64. And we'd been known to have some Star Fox fights or Dragon Ball Z fights in the back of the office.
N64 at work was everything in the world.
Oh, man. When you left, things got so quiet around there. It was just like...
actually got work done when I left.
Like, Ryan's gone. I guess we have to work now. No more video games. Yeah.
When I was there, it was nothing but video games and snacks. The whole
Fig
time.
Newtons.
Fig Newtons and peanut butter cups.
Peanut butter cups, yes. And not Reese's peanut butter cups.
Like the off-brand Big Lots shit.
Which were better because they had like real peanut butter in them.
Big Lots is the reason for the season.
What?
Just a big gaming party. After party.
Not sponsored by Big Lots.
Unless Big Lots wants to sponsor us. I'd be down.
We're out. Peace.
Later.